Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We have a new way. I give you Huntington Beach, California, earlier this afternoon. An announced white supremacist, White Lives Matter rally was outnumbered, according to Huntington Beach police, at least 10 or maybe even 100 to 1. Just a handful of people showing up with things like Proud Boys t-shirts and all that. They were met by nearly 100 or more Black Lives Matter or counter protesters, you could say. And so right around 2 or 3 in the afternoon today on April 11th, Sunday, April 11th, 2021, a breezy, lovely, warm, sunny day down there in Huntington Beach. A unidentified young white guy decided he was wearing a face covering, you know, balaclava. He decided that the baller move by himself would be to wade through the crowd of counter protesters as well as Black Lives Matter protesters and declare that the white man is the new N-word of this land. And it went a little something like this.
The white race is a real in this land. You can see that right now.
By the way, the beep is him dropping an N-bomb. So again, he wades into a crowd, a very diverse crowd of people, and he goes on this rant.
In this land, you can see that right now. You can see how we are under oppression.
My observation in watching that that video taken by someone on the scene, a personal videographer, is the utter shock on people's faces when this guy, a white guy wearing a short sleeve T-shirt, declares that the white race are the N-words of this land because you just don't see that said out loud like that anymore. I mean, I was half expecting the guy to say N-words, but why? I mean, his face is covered, and why not? Spoiler alert, nobody killed him.
He sounded like Will Ferrell, by the way.
You know what? Do we know where Will Ferrell was today?
I drive a Dodge Stratus.
Do we know? This is Norway. This is Sweden. Again, Will Ferrell in Huntington Beach.
The white race is a real in this land. You can see that right now.
Oh, no. And yeah, no, once you hear it again, you realize that's not Will Ferrell. Also, Will Ferrell, true or false, is like 6'2", 6'3", something like that. And he's a redhead. And this guy has a base tan, and he doesn't have those crazy red arm hairs that that gingers have and everybody in Ireland. Or whatever. So Sam, I'm going to push back on that. I'm going to say, Magic 8-Ball says probably not Will Ferrell. So there's that. The guy's alive. Okay, Huntington Beach PD. As he's walking down the street, he's punched, he's assaulted, the whole thing. Huntington Beach PD detained the guy, pinned his arms behind his back, and they walk him the hell out of there real fast. I have no idea how you put your shirt on in the morning, you grab your light olive balaclava, you're sitting there looking for parking in Huntington Beach on a Sunday, hello, and you finally find parking within a block or two of the beach, but in the meantime, you're practicing your patter because you know you're going to be viral. And but the whole point is you want to be able to eat solid food at the end of today. You know, maybe not eat through a straw. And maybe be able to drive your car or see out of your eyes. So if that's your goal, I just don't understand how this is how you get to your goal.
The white race and the real in this land. You can see that right now. You can see how we are under oppression.
And that is the guy yelling, read your Bible. I think he says, read the Bible or read your Bible. I must have skipped that part. I can't honestly admit to having read the entire thing, but I'm pretty sure if something about that was in there and that word was in there, I would imagine it would make the news at some point. So anyway, that is probably the most volatile thing that was said down there. Otherwise, it was sort of a yawner. The counter protest is what got the illegal assembly declared because the counter protesters were not complying with police directives. Because here's the thing. Okay, I'm still working on my Biden. It's not illegal to have a protest and say just absolutely incredibly inflammatory things. Unless, of course, you're shouting fire in a crowded burning building or whatever. I don't know the thing. but it is illegal to assault people and all that. Then the last I saw in front of Huntington Beach PD, they pulled somebody for his own protection away from the crowd. It's a tall, bald white guy, maybe early 40s, mid 40s, and he's wearing a Proud Boys T-shirt. And right next to him is a woman holding a Dayglow pink hand lettered sign that says "F the Klan," but she really spelled it out. And so that's where it stood. I have no idea. Apparently, this is part of a nationwide thing. I don't know who these people were that organized it. I would have to speculate that anyone that would promote a so-called White Lives Matter protest probably are white supremacists, because I've never heard anybody say that. In fact, you can't even say all lives matter. You're a racist if you say that, because you're pushed back. So I would say if you go beyond the ken of just making that statement and you go right to White Lives Matter, then you may be a racist and you may not be. I have no idea what point you're making. Conversely, by the way, assaulting somebody this dumb that walked into your crowd and dropped an M-bomb doesn't make your point either. Kind of does not. So anyway, that is your Huntington Beach for Sunday, April 11th, 2021. You're going to see this. You're going to see the crap out of this on local TV all night long tonight. And even partially into tomorrow. There were like two or three arrests. And then you're going to see the reporters furrowing their brows saying this brings up a uncomfortable legacy of racism here in Huntington Beach and blah, 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 blah. Then I think by my count, there was like seven people and they weren't even who were there for that protest or whatever. And one of them appeared to be a free agent. He just went right for the crowd. So anyway, that happened. It's now over, apparently. And there you go.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.